L'tomas kimim kachas aguf amidus l'avodas Hashem. Amarecha hispanenus v'maus v'galas hamitzah shonam oim demikai. With all of the finding the ways to get the goof to respect it, appreciate it, etc., he ain't always in the mood. The poem, Chachasias HaMitzah, Onur Sonim Leib, Latkuba Shlilis, Nimretzis Mitzalaguf. As we do in the Mitzah, we feel there's a pushback, a negative response, a strong negative response from the goof. Ainly he's Atzei, but he's Atzvon al Zeh. He should not be depressed by that. We're saying that the fact that we are not connecting, something's wrong. Ki hare mitzvahs avoid ahein. V'zeu ha'omol hamut aleinu l'havi kol kakosin alidei haskoma el maisei avoidah. V'avodei simple behem. We can't be false to ourselves and recognize that, pretend that it's not there. It's there. And our avoida is to do it and find a way to align the goof with that reality. Okay. So now, what do you do practically when you feel this reaction of being pushing back and literally kicking? That the person is being boyet in the oil. Have a conversation. It's an inner conversation. Okay. There's a mistake which the body is being blinded to, which indicates, which creates this reaction. So let's be mafkin. There's a situation where a person, which is what he's not talking about, he's physically exhausted, and it's time to get up for davening, and it's like a major fight to get himself out of bed. Right? That's not what he's talking about. That's a physical. That's just a I'll call it a physical reaction. Then there is a person who doesn't want to do it because it's beneath his coven, beneath his dignity. So he has a taiva, and it's pulling in a certain direction, and the mitzvah is pulling in a different direction. He feels somebody is bothered him, and he's angry, so he wants to react in a certain way. So there's this thought process going on inside of his mind, which is a mistake. The fact that the person is exhausted is a reality. Yes, we can sometimes commit to ourselves, even though that's a reality, it's worth it. That's the next madrega. But the first madrega is that all these things over here are not real. Coven is the issue of coven is not real. The issue of caste is not real. The issue of taiva is not real. All these things are cheshbonos that the person makes when you discuss it through yourself. Honestly, you realize that you're telling yourself certain hamachas which are wrong. And when you do that, a lot of these nagdus removes. The debate, the conversation, is based on means we can have an intelligent conversation with these things. Amen. He's putting us the same mice, term gilsa, b'man misnagdim, kachas a goof. B'chesh minimatsa manas adam legalis, he said, ma goofa misnagdim, b'zo mamsi loy nimukim, ha-mashachtim o'sila haskim. What is the issue inside, which is pushing back, and causing you to feel that that's how you should react, and if you can isolate that, you can have a conversation about it. Okay, so the Mor says, I don't know if the first number was Omer Shim Benanis. Might have seen all Kanyam Moshe Boil Cheshbon, a Moshe Elo, a Moshe Yitzro. They're Moshe over their Yitzro. Boil Cheshbon, one of the Cheshbon of Shalom, has been to connect us. Chor, it's Carmen, American Egan of Seder. Tibon is to connect. He might have always came, Tibon Alabon, as that's kind of a lumber. Okay. Mitzir, give an example. Only Goshen, the Mitzvah Shakabalos, Omar Hashemai. Come on, Kriyash. So, we're ready to make Kabbalah Machos Shemai. Ono Mavchivim B'sir Maguf. Am I being Kabbalah? Mispoinen Mahu Toyin. So what's he saying? Ein Rotzon Nishtabit. I don't want him. Or Shavuot Shavuot Avon Lakim. Even worse. What do you gain? Ma Betzik Yishmar Mishmar Toyin. He allowed the Chidorets Bnei Hashem. So because worse, it pushed. Not only did it, what do we gain? It made our life more difficult. It made it worse. That's the reality. Shav? What do you mean it's worthless? I feel like I'm missing something. I'm going backwards. Okay. We're not saying deep philosophical thought processes over here. It's surprising how much impact it could have. But it's all mavusas, and I have a true, clear, amistic understanding of my responsibility. So I can realize how it's impacting me. They do respond. Place instead of this long argument again and again and again, why not? The opposite will be the thought process which will respond to it. It's a light which goes into your heart. It will be ma'ara legalis l'chav mashu tzofen boi mina toivah ra. So the Gemara says that the Mechashim has some mitzvah connected. Chorah, Schar, Eirah, connected of Seder. Right? Now, if I don't truly believe in Olam Haba, in Olam Hazeh, and the Bari Olam, and the importance of mitzvahs, this conversation is irrelevant. I can't make Mechashim Cheshbon Shel Mitzvah, Cheshbon Shel Olam. That's not our issue. Right? We have our Amunah. We have our understanding. We have the understanding of that. Eve calls out the good wisdom he's not. That's where the world of Cheshbon starts. I think, and even that, we're Maminim, whether we're active Maminim or passive Maminim is a different story. Right? We're not walking around the whole day thinking about how important mitzvahs are, etc. But Simelo, when an opportunity of a non-mitzvah or an Aveira comes, we don't see the two sides of the scale. But if that moment the person says, one second, we're talking about a mitzvah over here. And what do I know about a mitzvah? What do I know about that? You could be ma'ar or belipcha that understanding of the value. tell you what you're doing. I think the biggest challenge of this is that it's exhausting.
Do we also really know what we're thinking? It's a big skill to be able to listen to yourself and hear what you're saying.
Yes and no. The first step is we have to hear what we're saying is that I don't want. A lot of times we're not even hearing that. So once a person will honestly hear, quote, I don't want, he can start talking back why you should yeah want.
But he has to know why he doesn't want also.
The conversation with you. Let's change the scenario. Okay, I'm having a conversation with the teenage boy. Teenage boys are great. Why do you want cooks?
They don't know,
right? You know, what do you feel? Whatever. Like that's the response that you get, right? But if you start explaining to them why it's important and why it's valuable, and the kids, you know, not to fall asleep in you, and he starts hearing that these things are getting closer to home, and he starts talking back, you start getting a bigger, better clue of what is really on his mind. It's no longer whatever and because. It says, don't tell me that Mr. Dudley because I am a devil. You know. So now all of a sudden you're getting more of a response. So when we grow out of being these little kids to some extent, even when we're not clear, the more we have the conversation, a person wakes up in the morning and he could get dressed with alacrity, make time for davening, and he doesn't. Like, why doesn't davening speak to you? Right? It's a mitzvah. It's davening. It's talking to the Kodesh Baruch. I don't feel that I'm talking to the Kodesh Baruch. But you know that you are. Why don't you feel it? Well, because I don't think about it enough. You know, I'm starting having a conversation, and I'm realizing that there's a lot more that I could do just by addressing the conversation. That's what I think. Whether we're going to get to his madrega right away, I don't think so. But I think it's the point of this Chavos Levavos is a pashut mamish. It brings a light into the conversation. It enlightens us what's going on. Like, somebody, what are you scared of?
Like,
I've had this conversation with guys. They said he doesn't want to go there because your family's going to from out. He says, but if you from out, you want it from out. So what do you? I don't want it from out. Why not? Because I'll be from. But I understand if it'll make you from you don't want it. I understand. But you notice you don't want what you want. It's like so that you want it. So what are you scared of?
He's definitely going to enjoy what he enjoys now, though. That's what he's scared of.
So let's talk about what you'll gain and what you'll lose. Right? Okay. Then let's talk about what you think you have right now. How much are you really enjoying it? Right? Let's talk about this thing. You know, again, the person, you know, is being honest. Like, do you really enjoy it? And sometimes, you know, you'll get, so forget about the kids, do it myself. Do I really enjoy valedictorian in bed? No, I don't. I would really enjoy it being a productive person. But the mice, when you wake up in the morning, you're having this conversation, you know, with the bed. It's a bad vantage point to have the conversation about the bed in the bed. Right? So let's have the conversation with myself beforehand. Simple Zilso says, you know, you need to cheshbon out those type of things. When the toik of the yetzer is on you, it's very hard to have a conversation. So you have the conversation beforehand. Right? He says, you know that every day that you do get up, you're much happier. Every day you don't get up, you're really sad. You know that. So how are you convincing yourself that this time you're not going to be sad when you don't get up? Like, well, it's going to be different this time. Really? Like, once you say that conversation, like, it's much harder to just whatever, you know, I don't care. You realize that there's a very obviously in the food and you need to address it. Now you might lose, but it's not a game anymore. You know, next time you win. Okay.